Hello and welcome back to the TTD, the Tiny Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking Daf Lesson a Day in a few minutes. We're looking at Beitza 17. Ravina said to the teacher of Rises, "Is it Israel that sanctifies the Shabbos, but the Shabbos has standing sanctification? Is therefore improper to mention the sanctification of Israel before mentioning the Shabbos? Rather say the Rebbe ruled, who sanctifies the Shabbos, Israel, and the festival seasons as the original Brisa taught. The idea being to sanctify the Shabbos. What can we do in our lives to further sanctify Shabbos? What can we do to further sanctify our houses, our lives, our standing in this earth? What can you do? You have a wonderful idea, use it, do it. If you have books, lend them out. If you have objects, lend them out. You can make your house into a sanctuary. You can make your house into a library. You can make yourself into a turnover place. You can make things into mitzvahs just by being involved with people. What can you do to sanctify your life, sanctify your house, sanctify your car? Be involved in hachnasas orchem, be involved in giving people's rides, be involved in lending things out, let people borrow things throughout the years. You know, we've had books, we've had cots and different things that we let people borrow. They give it back to us, tables, chairs, whatever, that you can be involved in doing mitzvahs. Sanctify your house, sanctify your life, sanctify your Shabbos, especially what you can do special for Shabbos and Yom Tov itself in your own life. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 18 here on the TTD.